Dr. Nawori Jansen is with us, one of our prominent Māori medics, and of course was the chief medical officer at Te Aka Whai Ora, now disbanded. Thank you for joining us once again on the program. Te rangatira, tēnā koe, Nawori.
Kia ora, Dale. Ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi. Well, obviously, the budget this afternoon, and high on expectation, certainly we're seeing 1,000 people leave New Zealand for Australia predominantly every single week. So we know that a lot of people are upping stumps in a way, and this is taking away some of the best and brightest, no doubt, from our health sector as well. So what are you anticipating in today's budget for Māori health? What would be on your wish list, Dawari?
Yeah, a couple of different questions there, I think. What I'm anticipating isn't a lot, because we haven't had any pre-budget announcements in the health space. We've had some other announcements which kind of give us pause and think, actually, this is going to be some hard times for our people. One of your other stories that you're going to talk about later on today is, I think, really significant. So my understanding from Stats NZ is that the Māori Nation is 1 million people. You know, I'm including Gold Coast, of course, Dale, but, you know, essentially that gives us, I think, a really important platform to say we break through that number. We're a significant nation and we've got some real expectations and entitlements. And you put that into the health system and you go, actually, we've got some real challenges there. Like you said, there's people going over to Australia, leaving New Zealand and going. That's an issue for us, a real big issue for us in workforce. We've got some real big issues in terms of funding the primary healthcare sector. We've got some backlog issues that, you know, date back into the COVID times in terms of the waiting lists for surgeries. So I think that's a combination of things which says there's some real pent-up demand and some real workforce issues. So it's an area that, you know, I think all of us would reasonably have expectations that a lot of work has to be done. And we've got a government that's, you know, just intent on knocking things over, you know, disestablishing here and repealing there, and so we haven't seen anything that says these guys have got a plan and they've got a, you know, a mahere rautaki, they've got a strategic plan and they know how to get there and let's get busy and get there. Well, I don't see those things.
There's a lot of discontent in workforces with the layoff of the public service, junior doctors on strike, and of course we're all aware that there's an activation of Ngai Māori through Te Pāti Māori, who will stand their ground today and protest at what many see as incursions into Tau Māori and Taonga that we prioritise. In the health sector, what are your major concerns for the health of our people that are not being addressed?
Well, you know, we did a lot of work in terms of getting the Hauora claim into the tribunal and going through a really rigorous process, and the tribunal came out with a report that said actually established an independent Māori health authority, and then the health services review, you know, they came out with a report that said established an independent Māori health authority, and we just got that stood up. And I think, you know, there's a number of things we can see that have done a really good job from that platform, and then the new government comes in there and knocks it over. Now, that's a pretty significant issue for us, I think. You know, that's it's a generational change where we got to a place where we had an independent Māori health authority, and within, you know, 2 years it gets knocked over. And I'm frustrated by that. I'm disappointed in that, and I think a lot of people are. And, you know, knock it over, but then claim that they're going to do everything and improve Māori health outcomes, and we don't see how. We don't have a clear plan. They don't have a clear plan. And we should be concerned about that, Dale.
What about the Health Minister, Dr. Shane Reti? I would have expected him to have briefed senior health leadership about what sort of direction the government is taking health. What would you say of the conversations or the correspondence say to you or those whose opinion you hold high? What's been the communication between the minister and senior staff?
Look, almost all of his conversation and his closely held relationship stuff is going to be with Whatu Ora. So, yeah, look, the budget's part of it, eh? Because, you know, that old saying, you know, the matahuruhuru te manu karere, you know, we need to have this thing has to be properly funded, but we don't have any signals that this budget is going to do that for Māori health.
Tēnā koe. On a more localised and perhaps kaupapa that most people would be familiar with, it seems the flu, there's COVID, there are many threats around at the moment, but you and I spoke very regularly through the COVID challenge. Now it feels as though people don't have RAT tests and don't even report the fact that they do have COVID, even if they know.
Yeah, that's right. So we've gone into a sort of different space in terms of COVID. It's we really want to encourage people to get vaccinated. We want to encourage people to be really safe and, you know, wear masks when it's really crowded and stuff, especially at a time like this. Like, we've really seen another wave of COVID, not like those really bad first ones, but it's significant enough that we can see it in terms of hospitalizations. And so we want to encourage anybody who's at risk of getting a really bad outcome from COVID to make sure they keep their vaccinations up, and that should be the most important help getting us through. The rest of it, you imagine that people don't want to get tested. I mean, you can still get RAT tests, but if that's going to stop you from going to work at a time when you're really struggling to pay the rent and the power bills, I understand why people won't want to do that, and they'll want to struggle on it. Now, if it's in the same way that we have with flu, we always used to be like that with flu. So we've changed a little bit towards being more open and cautious around having those respiratory illnesses. But especially at this time, you know, this is winter and there's lots of it around. Yeah, we are seeing people struggle on with it. There's less help around to support people who need to stay home, you know. So it's a hard time for us in the health system, but also for our communities, yeah.
Do you think that some people are just not attending the doctor when they ring up to make an appointment? They say, oh, the doctor can't see you for a month. Then they perhaps don't even attend a clinic as a result.
Yeah, definitely. That's a problem. I'm back full-time in primary care and loving it, but, you know, the making sure that we've got enough appointments for everybody to be seen, you know, during COVID we kind of went through a time when a whole lot of our primary care thing just went virtual, and I think they've stayed in a virtual place which actually hasn't worked that well for patients. Like, it can work. But there are lots of times when you need to be able to get in there and get an appointment, and that must be the most frustrating thing for a patient to hear. There's no appointments for 3 weeks. I can't stand that myself. I've got to make sure that our clinic has appointments that can be made on the day, because some people will need them. We know that. So we've got to organise our appointments and our rosters and our schedules so that we can meet the needs of patients. I think primary care is struggling to do that at the moment, and that's a real concern.
The nurses obviously are upset. Junior doctors, as mentioned, are on strike. The government is asking Te Whatu Ora regions to save hundreds of millions of dollars using cost containment methods, including banning double shifts and pressure to take leave, etc. But the Minister of Health, Shane, says that none of the cut savings methods will impact the level of care patients will receive. Is that doable?
It's hard to understand how that's doable. You know, before COVID, we were in this kind of space quite a lot, eh? That the health dollar, most of it is being spent in the hospital system. We've got to shift some of that out and get more done out in primary care. I feel like this is that battleground again. So the hospital system got tanked up during the COVID times. I think we've got to de-tank some of that resource from the hospital system and make sure that we're getting it out into primary care services and clinics and aged residential care and all that. If you can't get patients discharged from hospital because there's no beds in aged care, that's a real problem for your hospital system. I think we've got to address that so you can get people through hospital. People do need to go to hospital, get them in, get them sorted, get them out into primary care again. that's an important job, and I think it's that battle is back with us again.